Well, first off, we don't know that there will be a delay. The meeting may take place as scheduled. However, we have to keep in mind there are many people around President Trump who do not want this meeting to take place at all. And they are working, I think, to sabotage it, that they would like to stack up a list of demands very similar to what Secretary of State Pompeo delivered with respect to Iran that basically would amount to capitulation in exchange for nothing. And that's what I think they're trying to push Mr. Trump toward. Now, he has said that he wants to meet with Kim, that President Xi of China has been helpful here. He's now backed off of that and said maybe somehow Xi was responsible for some change in the tone coming from North Korea. I think we are in a very uncertain period right now as to whether the meeting will be delayed and whether efforts to make sure it is not a success meet their goal. But I hope that Mr. Trump is focused on what he wants to do, which is to cut some kind of a deal with North Korea, because I think a lot of people around him do not trust him to make decisions on behalf of this country. I think it's quite clear that President Moon from South Korea very much wants this meeting to take place, and in fact, Mr. Trump decided to leave B-52s out of those maneuvers. But I think that was probably an element of sabotage to start with, where people wanted to try to find some way to cause the North Koreans to back off and then blame them on blame the failure of the summit on them. So I think there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes to try to ruin this summit.